Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all. Welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday for you. And it's a happy Saturday for me, so I'm sure it's going to be a great one for you once we hear what's going on with our show today. My name is Aurelia, and I'm sorry I'm a little thrown off today because I was trying to do too many things at one time. And sometimes when you multitask, you kind of mess up. And I messed up one or two things, so I'm getting my bearings back. But welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and I am glad to be here with you, and I'm so glad that I made it past this freezing weather that we had the past couple of weeks. I didn't like it, and it was just horrible, and I'm glad we're having a little break. Hopefully, this will be a short winter, and we can move into the spring and summer. And moving on, we have an amazing, amazing show today, and I am so glad we have the show going on because, as you all know, I love music. I just love music, and whenever I have these musical guests on the show, I get so excited, and because what they offer to you and me is their gift, their talent, their love, their passion, and it really brings us joy, especially when they give so much joy in what they do. They put it out, we get it, and I love it. Today's guest is singer-songwriter Trey Norman. He says entertaining and music have always been present in his life. But the thing about it was he really didn't really get into it until later on. And it's really interesting when you kind of look at certain things, like some people have music around them all their lives, and I believe he has had music around him all his life. However, he didn't get into it to a certain time. Now, I'm not going to be the one to tell his story because I can't do it that well. I'm going to let him tell his story so that you can hear it and understand why I'm excited to have him with us today. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Trey Norman.
A great introduction. I truly appreciate it. But for me, absolutely, music has totally been something that I've been around for a long time throughout my life, but I really didn't start taking this seriously until I would say when I came to college and I had my uncle who really just believed in me and said, yo, if this is what you really want to do, I'm totally behind you in that. And then we started pushing forward to make things happen because I used to write a lot of poetry growing up, and I would perform poems and things like that. But when my uncle saw the talent that I have, and he saw how passionate I was about it, he knew that it wasn't something that I just was doing for fun, but I really wanted to take it seriously. And he said, go ahead and do that. And that's when all of the rapping started happening, if you will. So when I started off in college.
Oh, great. That's interesting. Now, we're going to reel it back a little bit, and we're going to talk about you stepping out of yourself. Now, you are from, you're a native of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a Southern boy. and you went to UNLV. Now, I have to ask you, one, what made you decide to leave the South and go to Nevada?
Gotcha. So for me, when it came to school, you're absolutely right. So born and raised in New Orleans, in that area, and I had been in the South my entire life. And then when I went to basically my uncle, who's been like a big help for me since high school, I went to a boarding school in Mississippi for my last 2 years of high school. And like my uncle was a very big help in that, like helping get my tuition for me to go to the boarding school. But and while I was attending that school, he was always in Las Vegas in Nevada. So for me, it was just like, okay, that's where we were going, and I just really gravitated toward him. So when I had to apply for colleges, I figured why not apply to the university in Las Vegas, and then next thing you know, I ended up coming out here for school. But it's definitely been different, like culture wise and things like that. But I think it was a great decision because it's allowed me as a Southern boy to get even some more experiences that have made me like a more well rounded individual just by having to go from city to city and things like that.
Well, you're no longer a Southern boy, you're now a Southern gentleman.
True.
Yes. Now, I asked that question because college must have been a rough transition for you, especially coming from that environment and going into a melting pot, of people. So how was that experience at first?
Oh, absolutely. So I can tell you, for me, the biggest, I guess, maybe worry for college was I had come to Las Vegas a few times before I actually enrolled and just had some time to get in the city, travel around, and play basketball at the local parks and things like that. So I was able to get a glimpse of the amount of diversity that's in Las Vegas, which is more than I had ever seen, like being in the South for so long. But so that was like, it was a bit different being in those types of classes, but it was really a good experience. But I would say the biggest fear for me was probably starting college so young, because I graduated from high school at 16 and I was going to college with individuals who were likely going to be starting off as freshmen around like 18, 19, and just being 16 was probably the biggest worry I had, like, oh, this is going to be very different, but somehow I managed to get through that too.
That's great. I do understand what you're saying, because when I went away to college, I was young as well,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
It was just, there was a lot of things that I couldn't do. That's all I can say.
right.
So, you know, but you may do, and I see that you may do and just kind of excelled and blossomed to this amazing artist. You're welcome. So now I wanted to talk about your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is your muse? What inspires you? What gets you motivated? Where do you get your song ideas from, your rap ideas from?
Oh, absolutely. So for a lot of the music, it comes from a place of me really wanting to be that voice that I wanted, that I think that the music, that there has to be someone out there with given the voice that I want to have. So I know for me, like, music has been very therapeutic. It's something to go to for different moods, not to get to be motivated, to want to possibly take something positive from it, but at the same time to, you know, get energized and have a good time. And I knew that I wanted someone in the industry who would bring what I bring to the table, like who could be positive and then at the same time also come with the hits that individuals want to hear. And I just, but the biggest thing for me in the music, as far as like why, where it comes from me just wanting to be a positive inspiration, like a light in the world, and just taking that and putting that into the music so that individuals can, no matter what they're going through, always know that there's hope at the end of the day, and that we can take that and use that as motivation to get through those tough times and like celebrate in the good times as well.
Excellent. That's wonderful. Now, I know that you made it to college and you did well, but you did exceptionally well at graduation time. Not only did you get your degree, but you also emceed the whole event and performed as well.
Oh,
what
yeah.
was that like for you? That must have blew your mind. I know I've been over the moon.
Oh yeah, that was probably the most exciting moment of my undergraduate career, like just being able to not only MC my own graduation, but perform at it and to like perform the song for the university that individuals had been hearing a lot that year. That was just pretty exciting because I feel like that was the pinnacle of my time at UNLV. Like that was my time. That was the pinnacle to just be at my graduation with the microphone in my hand, like rapping for the students there, telling them to get their hands up, and like because graduation is that's what everything's going toward. We're all working toward graduation when we come in on that very first day. So to be able to perform there, that was, when I look back on it, I think about it, I'm just like, wow, that was exciting, and it was beyond exciting, but it was just amazing. Could never forget it.
Okay, well, you will put that alongside some of your other major accomplishments that are going to come, because I'm sure you're going to have some major accomplishments coming up soon.
That's the goal.
Yes. Now, okay, you have your music, and you have your plan. What is your plan for your music?
Oh, absolutely. So for me, the biggest thing with the music is we want to take the music and get it promoted properly. So the goal is to ultimately land one of these recording contracts so that the music can go to the next level, and want to get as many folks as possible listening, tuned in, supporting the movement, supporting the music, so that ultimately I can have that impact and be that source of inspiration and for individuals out there. So it's all about the promoting and getting it to that point so that can happen, because we need individuals like in the music industry, and not saying that there aren't any right now, because there most definitely are, but we need more folks who can be role models for individuals, because people are listening to music like they always have been, and those words matter and everything, because when you're going through some times, you never know, some words from a song could be that piece of wisdom or advice that individuals will hold on to and then enact that in everyday life.
Okay. Now, what is your plan for you? I mean, you have your music, but what is your plan in regards to the directions you want to go in, not only with your music, but with yourself?
Oh, yeah. So right now, my plan is to really focus on the music, but outside of that, it's a matter of just, are you speaking of like in general, like outside of the, like just the bigger plan of things?
The bigger plan, the bigger picture.
Okay. So yeah. Absolutely. So right now the plan is music, but even the bigger picture outside of music, I would like to do tons of things, from also dib and dabble in maybe some acting one day eventually, do some, be like spokespersons for like causes that I believe in and things like that. Really on the public figure side, doing some public speaking, because I love public speaking, and that's something that I really gravitated toward as when I was in college. So wanting to be an individual who can really motivate and inspire. So even though that's the goal with the music, outside of the music, that's also like the bigger picture, which the music comes in and plays that up as well.
When I look at you, I think what comes to mind is John Legend and Kendrick Lamar. Those two people, you know, how they've taken their platform and they've used it for something other than just music.
Yeah,
that's what I see with you. You're welcome. And I know that Kendrick Lamar is one of your favorite artists as well.
Oh yeah.
So, and that's what I see. I mean, that's what I see. Now, you have an album that's coming up. It's called The Jump, and it's to be released this summer.
That's the goal.
What is it like trying to, you know, compile an album of, you know, songs? Do you have a library of work that you could just go to, or do you, you know, are you actually sitting down and kind of like looking at each project and how it fits into that particular, that I guess the thought process, the message mm-hmm. that you're trying to send.
Absolutely.
How does that work for you, and how is that? I'm just curious to know.
Oh yeah, so the creation process for an album is really multifaceted. It can come from all over, but I can tell you for me usually how I go through albums, which helps me conceptualize it, because I want to be proud of my work. So for myself, a lot of times I kind of view albums as snapshots to what's going on in the artist's life, like at that time, and I think that helps like process the albums and better process them, because an album that I make today when I'm 21 is going to be, it's going to be in, I would hope that it would be different from an album that I make when I'm 25, because like life and experiences and the albums, they reflect the time. So for me, when I want to do an album, I'll have this concept that I'll think of. So, for instance, with The Jump, I was thinking I want to do an album that's motivating. I want to talk about, like, motivating. I want to talk about individuals getting out of their comfort zone to take risks in life and make some things happen. So, for me, that's, like, what The Jump is built around. It's built around this idea that you have to jump out of comfort and out of regularity to an extent to take those risks that are necessary for you to go to the next level. And there's some discomfort when you jump from one level to another, but it's a part of the process. So I just took that concept and I wanted to think of like songs that would reflect the ideas of what The Jump actually is. So you'll get songs on there that'll talk about the ups and downs of that process. But I always want to start with a concept for an album and then lay that concept out using the song. So nothing's random in there.
Okay. So in The Jump, you have one song called I'm Going Up. Now,
yes.
What is that about?
Oh yeah, so the I'm Going Up song, that's really a song that is the song that I think should serve as a motivation song for individuals who are thinking about contemplating making a jump or like taking a risk and doing something that's going to possibly put them in a better position life-wise. So I'm Going Up is written really from a standpoint where there's a lot of individuals who may tell someone to not pursue their dreams or take on these challenges, and I just wanted I'm Going Up to be that song where it's like, well, it doesn't matter like what you have to say sometimes, like, you know, I'm taking their advice, but at the end of the day, like, I've got to go and I've got to work, I've got to grind so that I can become that individual that I desire to be. And it's really like a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of song. Like if you kind of like the speaking into existence concept, which is like, if you tell yourself you're going up and you're going to make it happen, you're going to be successful, you're going to work to ensure that happens. And that's what that song is. I'm talking about a lot of the things that I want in the song, but those are just some like tangible goals that I have, and I'm just telling myself I'm going to get it, and I'm going to do that by going up.
Okay, great. Now, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts and opinions on female empowerment? How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think female empowerment right now is just it's amazing, and it's really necessary. I think me being an individual where, like, I've, you know, I don't know, I think growing up in the growing up in the 90s is like an interesting time frame because I still had a chance to, when I say 90s, I mean, I was born in 96, so don't get me wrong. Not like all of the 90s, but growing up in the time period in which I did, and also like being from like the South and then coming to Las Vegas and going to college and seeing all these different perspectives and being able to meet individuals who can enlighten me on just like just life according to the reality in which they experienced it has been really good. And that's when I see like the female empowerment movement, I think it's a beautiful thing because like these are things that individuals who have, when you think about like the Me Too, you think about Time's Up, like these are things that individuals have had to suppress for a long time. And like I have female friends who tell me about the things that they go through or things that have been done to them, and it's disheartening to hear over and over again from one friend to another. So to know that things like sexual assault and others are not being tolerated at the same like level, which was lower, then like that's pretty empowering within itself. Like I love it because now we're going to see women be able to do more than they've ever been able to do before, and they've already been able to do a lot before. So now with them being able to, as we move forward to that, because it's not going to change overnight, but it's definitely is progress. We're going to be able to see what women are even capable of on another scale, and I think that's going to be exciting.
Okay, now with that in mind, you have a song that you've written called Superstar. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh yeah, so the Superstar song is a song that I wanted to do, which was it has a couple meanings, but like the main thing is I wanted the song to have significance and value out of the idea that, you know, in music, I want to be different in music. I want to come with a different style. And with Superstar, I saw that song as an opportunity to do that. So in this song, instead of like the traditional, I don't know, way of processing, like, oh, you know, it's the guy who's it's the girl trying to chase the guy. Whatever. I really wanted to play with the idea that, you know, this ideal woman that I have in mind, you know, she's got her stuff together. She can take care of herself. She's a powerful woman in a sense. So it's kind of interesting with the Superstar song, where the roles like of traditional roles of dating, if you will, kind of switch around. Whereas like instead of me being the man who's got everything and like I'm trying to, and then there's a girl trying to get with me or a woman trying to get with me, it's like the reverse. Like, no, she put the woman in the position of power and like see how that works. So the Superstar song, it's like, well, she's got it together, and I would just be honored to have the opportunity to kick it with someone on her level. So it's just kind of a fun way of doing that. But the bigger picture is that it goes to not demean and oppress women, but rather lift them up. And that's the best thing that I like about the song.
Okay. Now, we have it available. I'm going to play it for our listeners if you like.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Okay. Here we go. Superstar.
Now I punt it to Jaden and he run it back. I can tell you a superstar.
You superstar?
These other girls ain't up to par.
Where they at?
You the one who set the bar.
You set it high.
I'm trying to get you in my car so we can ride.
Let's go.
You a super, super star.
Super.
You a super, super star.
I said you super.
You a super, super star.
You super.
You my super, super star. You cut from a different fabric.
fabric. Every time you come around, I know you got that magic. You can't be from this planet.
Nah.
You keep it so 100. Just pass the ball to a youngin'. I promise that I'm gon' run it. I just want a little time with you, get you out your zone.
Your
make me wanna spend some cash with you, got your own.
Your
you independent like that song. Never talking when I was in middle school, but now I'm grown and you shining. So superstar, what you wanna do? We can take it up a notch.
Okay.
See you the baddest on the block.
Uh-huh.
And I'm coming up in my field and I'm skipping levels like rocks. Two stars like us, how could they stop what we got?
We
you miss everything, you don't try. So with you, I'm just shooting my shot, huh? Give a youngin' with the vision a chance. I know I am that rapper, but that ain't all I'm after. I see the same in you. You more than with me, sir, I. But you still a superstar, and I wanna see you glide.
I can tell you a superstar.
You superstar?
These other girls ain't up to par.
Where they at?
You the one who set the bar.
You said it.
I'm tryna get you in my car so we can ride.
Let's go.
You a super, super.
That felt good right there.
Yes, I like it. Now, how can people, will you be touring or, you know, performing anywhere? And if so, how can people find you and how can they stay on, you know, keep up with what you're doing and where you're going?
Oh, absolutely. So for individuals who want to keep up with me on what I'm doing, they can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everything is Trey Norman LV. So that's TreNormanLV. And that's the, like I said, that's the same on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So folks can keep up with me and the moves that I'm making. Absolutely.
All right. So do you have any performances scheduled anytime soon?
So right now I'm working on getting some stuff done as far as performance-wise, but anything that does come up, I'll be sure to let the people know on my social media. So that'll be the way that we can really get things going.
Okay. Now we're going to get into the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My question to you is, okay, I have 3 questions. What do you do in your spare time to keep yourself grounded?
Ooh, to keep myself grounded. That's a good question. So to keep myself grounded, I spend some time on social media because like I've learned that it's an interesting way to get in tune with like the different perspectives that are out there. So I'll read like some usually controversial things will pop up on social media, and instead of going and making a comment about it, I'll just like read through the comments and see what's going on. At the same time, I like to read, what reality is, like, I like to read some things as far as, like, books-wise, but I realize that every time I keep my head in the book, it keeps me enlightened, keeps my mind fresh, and keeps me going. So, you know, staying up on social media and, like, reading books, things like that, and then I would say those are the things. It's always trying to be in tune with what's going on, because that reminds me that the world is bigger than myself, and there's always other individuals out there who have different perspectives, and it's important to understand those so that we can like have legitimate conversations and always be learning something from one another.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh yeah.
The second question is, what would you tell someone young who is thinking about stepping out there into the music industry or doing something new and different?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I would tell an individual who's young and wants to come up in the music industry or even other fields where it's going to be different or it may be challenging. I would tell that person to, like, if you know and you truly believe in yourself, in order to make that happen, then you're willing to put in the time and the work to ensure that lifestyle that you desire comes to fruition. I would tell them to jump. That's what I would tell him to do.
Okay, to take the jump. Get it?
Take the jump, yes. Make it happen.
Now, the other question is, okay, what would you today, what you know now, tell your younger self if you had a chance?
I would tell my younger self to just, like, continue to I would tell them just stay on the same track. That's what I would tell a younger version of myself, because I know if I tell him to not do anything that he did, then he wouldn't have become the person that he is today. So, but I would tell him to just stay on the same course. You know, don't let too many people, depending on the advice, like, don't let individuals change you. Like, because some advice, like, absolutely, but for some, it's like, no. So I would tell them just continue to be yourself. Always stay humble, stay honest, because honesty is important, and that'll get you a long way. But just always continue. I would tell young Trey to be Trey. Continue to be Trey, and then things will, and you'll turn into that, to the Trey that you're supposed to be. That's what I would tell them.
Okay, great. Now, do you have siblings?
Oh yes, absolutely. So I'm the baby. I'm the baby. I have an older brother, and then I had a sister who she would be the oldest of us today, but, like, she passed away right after she was born, you know, it was just my older brother and me. But yeah, I'm the baby. That's what they call me, the baby of the family and everything.
So is he involved in music as well?
Yeah, so my older brother, he does music, and what he did was really, like, get me started off with it, because when I was in middle school, and he was working on some projects, and he was like, "Yo, Trey, come get on the song," and I was always really nice with, really good with the words, so I could come up with, like, I could freestyle and just come up with lines, and he had me get on his stuff, and then eventually I just started making my own music, because I wanted to have my own message that I would represent and want to put out there into the world.
Okay, that's interesting. I was just curious to know if you were an only child or if you had siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just seem so focused and accomplished.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great. Now, okay, what I normally do is I normally allow my guests to have a message that they want to give our listeners, and I'm giving you the opportunity right now.
Oh, all right. Absolutely. So I just want to say, you know, everybody out there, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at in life, is always the fact that we wake up every morning. It's another opportunity to get better. It's another opportunity to to live a different today from what was yesterday and everything before then. So no matter what you're doing, if you're going hard and you're putting your work into it, just know that there's some significance to that. And even though we may be going through some things that don't necessarily make sense in the now, in the future it'll all come full circle, and then we'll see like why hindsight is 2020. So everybody just keep pushing, stay working no matter what you're doing, and just know that there's a purpose to it.
All right, thank you so much. I would like to take the time to thank Monica for this amazing opportunity, because I'm so glad we had this time together. yes. So when you have other projects that you have coming out, please remember to come back to us. We love
you.
Yes, because this was fun, and I have to thank you.
Thank you.
Very early in Nevada.
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not too early now, you know. But thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Okay.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you so much, Aurelia.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. That was Trey Norman, and he's a singer, songwriter, and rapper. And I have to tell you, you know, we talk so much about following our dreams and doing what it is that we love to do. And I love what I do on this show, because I bring you the reality of the statement to you. Because these individuals, they believed in what they were doing. They followed their hearts, their dreams, their ambition, and their purpose, and their journey. They didn't let anyone dissuade them or turn them from what they were doing. And look at where they are. And I say that because you two have the same ability. Follow your dreams, look at your purpose, and just go for it. And don't let anyone turn you back from it. And just look where you're going to be. Look what you could do. These are just the examples that you need to see. And I thank each and every individual that come on our show and allow us to see how it's done. So I want to thank Trey Norman for his time today. And I just want to say to each and every one of you, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be good for anybody else. And just at this particular time of year, stay safe, stay warm, be careful, and God bless. Have a great weekend.